we want to do is, in a grand scale, improve the vitality of the bluebird population in the state of Colorado. And we do that primarily by having folks put up nest boxes in suitable habitat for bluebirds, and most importantly, having those folks actually monitor or check the boxes once a week throughout the nesting season, document what they see, and report their results to the Nest Watch database at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in New York.
Mountain bluebirds, are they at all endangered by climate change?
Well, they're not endangered in the classic sense of the endangered species list or anything like that.
Right.
The bluebirds are not really what I would call a indicator species for that, although we do have some species in Colorado that are indicator species, birds that spend their entire lives up in the subalpine tops of the mountains, 13, 14,000 feet above sea level. Those birds are the ones that we really need to watch, because they're the ones that will probably show stress first from climate change. Our bluebirds in Colorado, actually, we've always had pretty healthy populations of them.
Other than altitude, what makes the mountain bluebird different from these indicator species? Why is their population so healthy when other birds could be endangered by climate change?
The birds that are up at Alpine have a small niche in the environment. They live up above tree line, up in the rocks, very tough environment, but that's where they spend their whole lives. They're there in the winter, they're there in the summer. Bluebirds, on the other hand, you can find bluebirds, mountain bluebirds, anywhere from about 5,000 foot elevation all the way up to 13,000 foot elevation for nesting. And come the winter, a lot of the mountain bluebirds will actually do a small migration, leave this area, and head south to perhaps southern Colorado or New Mexico or the panhandle of Oklahoma or a point south from there. They just go far enough to find good food supplies, but it gets them out of that awful Colorado winter that we have sometimes at 10, 12,000 feet.
You're going to be speaking in Carbondale and Aspen. Can you give us a brief overview about what to expect from your talks?
What I hope to do is let folks know, first of all, about the project and who we are and what we're doing and how we can help them if they want to get involved. The other things I want to do is let folks know a little bit about the natural history of these birds and what their lifestyle is like and why do we put up boxes for these birds and we don't put up boxes for other kinds of birds.
It sounds like you really enjoy watching birds and their behavior.
Oh, I love it.
What do you like about it?
You know, when I was a young kid, I used to dream of flying. You know, I think we all did when we were 5 or 7 or whatever. We would have dreams that we could fly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I still can't do it, but I sure can get close to the guys who do. And one of the things that happened to me with the bluebirds was when I started monitoring and I opened up nest boxes that were full of eggs and then they were full of little babies, these little naked, eyes closed, helpless little babies. And then a week later they had feathers on them and their eyes were open and they were looking at me. And a week later they were big and bright and ready to go. And the week later they were gone. And that just captured my heart.
Well, Kevin Corwin, chairperson of the Colorado Bluebird Project for the Denver Audubon Society, thanks very much for joining me, and we look forward to having you in Carbondale and Aspen this week.
I'm looking forward to the visit there, and I really appreciate the chance to talk to you.